Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. I am so excited. Hey there, I'm your host, Brian Kelly, and we have an amazing, amazing guest expert in line for you tonight. Stick with us. We're on a special night. It's Monday night instead of Thursday. So this is a special, special show. So stick with us. Mind, body, business. What is that all about? Well, the thing is, I have come across many, many successful entrepreneurs, business people over my now 54 years on this earth. And I realized and recognized over that time that these patterns starting to develop, you know, patterns of success that all of these successful people seem to concentrate and exceed in three main areas. And you can guess what those main areas are. Mind, body, business. Mind being mindset. Like there are phenomenal, phenomenal proven scientific tools to help you to reprogram your mind for the better so you can achieve more in less time and do it without resistance. And that's called NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. And then there's body. What is that all about? Well, it's very important, all successful business people and entrepreneurs know, to maintain your body, to take care of it. Our special guest expert tonight is an expert in this arena as well. And that is, you need to take care of what are you eating, the nutrition you are putting into your body, your fuel, and what are you doing with your body? Are you sitting on the couch doing nothing, or are you getting up and exercising each and every day? And then there's business, of course, business. That's what entrepreneurs love to talk about. And that comes down into three main areas, and that is sales, management, and team building. And there's marketing. A big segment of it is marketing. Without marketing, you know, there's no reason, your business would not exist if you were not good at marketing. And so the key is to attempt to master all three areas. And once you've gotten to that point of mastery, then that's when I notice these people that I've met that are highly successful, they've done just that. And so that's what this show is all about. I love to bring on wonderful entrepreneurs like Batista, whom you're going to meet here very, very shortly, to talk about those main areas. We don't go through all three of them every single show. It's pretty organic, and we'll just see what happens. But I have a feeling fitness and body will be there, maybe even a little mind, maybe business, because Batista is so well-rounded, has such a diverse amount of experience. It's amazing. And then there was this time, I remember, many, many years ago, one of my mentors, I've had several over the years, quite a few now, and one of my mentors, this is going back 8-9 years ago at least, I was in the East Coast, he invited me to fly out to his, or had me flown out to his office, and we had a business deal to talk about. And I was there for 2 days in his office, in a corner office, big, massive office, multimillionaire. This guy had made that, you know, he had reached that level. And he said, Brian, you know, he wanted to give me a lesson here. He said, Brian, if people only knew and did this one thing, if they just did this one thing, they would all be rich. I thought, wow, this is pretty compelling. I can't wait till he reveals the secret. And so at that moment, he stepped away. I'm sitting on a couch in his office. He steps away from the couch and heads to the back wall, right directly in front of me, away. And right there is this massive cabinet with doors, two doors, floor to ceiling, massive. He goes back to it, grabs both handles, looks back at me, and opens it up. And what he revealed that was inside was what you see right behind me, was shelf after shelf after shelf, absolutely filled with books, CDs, audios, you name it. They were all on personal development, self-help, business, personal relationships, everything that would take to make a person successful in the business arena. If it was written, he had it on his bookshelf. And I just remember thinking, that's it? Come on, that's it? There's got to be more than that. And I discounted his incredible advice. I made a huge mistake. I know this now looking back. And I didn't read a single book for years after I got the advice I should have taken. And thankfully, later I met another mentor who basically said a very similar thing and used the word success instead of rich. And he not only talked about doing it and showed me his library on his phone, but he also walked around listening to it all the time. He had headphones on. I'm like, wait, what are you doing? He said, I'm listening to a book. I I said, you can do that? Well, phenomenal. And so what I found out is, and many of you are aware already, that there's an app called Audible from audible.com that you just download onto your phone, and you can purchase books that are spoken to you. And so I thought, I'm going to give this a try. And I found out that I loved it. I retained the information better than reading physical words because I would get tired. My eyes would get fatigued. I could listen all day and all night. And so I got the app. I started listening to books voraciously, reading, and found out that, you know, this is amazing. And Audible came up with this ingenious little thing called a bookmark. You can just tap this little icon, and it will instantly store that location in the book so you can go back and play it back. I thought, wow, now I don't have to reread an entire book. I can just hit the bookmark on those segments that I thought were, you know, thought-provoking, life-changing, etc. So I did that. And I started storing a lot of bookmarks. And so what we're going to do now is segue into a section that I appropriately call bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Born to read. Bookmarks. Ready. Steady. Read. Bookmarks. Brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
Yeah, and what you see over here on my side, over here to my left, your right, is ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. And for those of you that are watching or listening, whether it's live, whether it's recorded, stay with us. Take notes. Don't go off to any of these resources. We will mention a few while we're on the air. Write them down and visit them later, but definitely visit them later. What this site is it's a collection of books, and this is actually, you're seeing my story if you're watching this. You're seeing my story in written form. You can watch it in video form, the one I just gave of the CEO. And in this website are just book after book after book, approximately 40 here. I've read quite a few more that I need to update this, but this is for you. I put this website together for you, the entrepreneur, the one that might be looking for that next book or maybe even the first book to read. And each and every one of these that's in this list had some impact positive on my life and or my business. And not every book that I've read is in here, and that's why I say that. So these have been vetted by at least one person. And I know from experience by having done several of these shows, many of my past experts seem to recognize darn near every one of these that's scrolling up on the screen. What we're going to do is actually pull up an actual bookmark of a book that I've recently completed. And it has a lot of bearing on this show because of Batista's background and experience. And that is by a gentleman some of you might know named Arnold Schwarzenegger from his book called Total Recall. So I'm going to play an audio snippet. It's about a minute in length. So go ahead and sit back, take some notes, listen intently. He's going to be talking about a gentleman named Freddie. And that's the dad of a friend of his. It's not that important who he is. Just listen to the message behind when he gets farther into the message. Here we go. Take a listen.
Freddie was the source of the gladiator idea. What do you guys know about strength training? He asked us one day. Why don't you copy the Roman gladiators? They knew how to train. Although he was pushing Carl to go to medical school, he was thrilled that his son had started working out. The idea of balancing the body and the mind was like a religion for him. You have to build the ultimate physical machine, but also the ultimate mind, he would say. Read Plato. The Greeks started the Olympics, but they also gave us the great philosophers, and you've got to take care of both. He would tell us stories of the Greek gods and about the beauty of the body and beauty in the ideal. I know some of this is going in one ear and out the other, he'd say, but I'm going to push you guys, and someday the penny will drop, and you will realize how important it is.
There you go. This is from Arnold's autobiography, Total Recall, and it's very pertinent to tonight because, you know, he talks about you have to build the ultimate physical machine, but also the ultimate mind. You know, this was advice he was receiving as a young man, and obviously he took that advice, he heeded that advice, and put it into action. And the reason it's so pertinent is because that is also exactly what our special guest expert has done as well. With that, let's bring her on, shall we?
It's time for the guest expert spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
And there she is, ladies and gentlemen, Batista Grameau. She is on the show. And what I'm going to do is quickly give you her a quick bio so you get a bit better idea for those of you that don't know who she is just yet, but you're going to get to know her very well. Batista is a number one best-selling author, co-founder of the International Institute of Body Design, and co-creator of the Feminine Body Design Prescription Strength Training System. She is also the co-host of the Esoteric Principle of Bodybuilding, a 13-part series sponsored by the Extraordinary Healing Arts Academy that airs on Facebook Live every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Batista's expertise in strength training includes structural realignment of the spine, injury prevention, and is also certified in personal training. A former international professional performer in ballet and Spanish dance, Batista Grameau is a visionary, also certified in hands-on healing, intuitive readings, and energy clearing. Batista Grameau's longtime passion in dance, quantum physics, and metaphysical science inspires her to help busy women over 40 to achieve greater integration of body, mind, and spirit through the practice of strengthening the body and the mind with the Body Design Formula Prescription Strength Training Coaching System. Woo! Yes! Powerful, powerful bio. Oh, real quick before Batista, just 1 second before we bring you on and let's learn about you in depth. For all of you watching and listening live, you can later on in the show enter to win a 5-night vacation stay at a 5-star Mexican resort. So stay on live. We will be announcing that live and you'll be able to enter to win that right here. Back to, finally, Batista, the star of the show. How are you doing, my friend? It's been quite some time since we've seen each other.
Yes, I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm excited to be on your show and have some fun and share all that great wisdom with you and with the listeners.
Yeah, and judging by, you know, what I know of you, you have a lot of that, a lot of wisdom, a lot of value to provide. And, you know, so the bio was fantastic, extremely powerful. If you don't mind, to help our watchers and listeners get a better idea of you and what makes you tick, so to speak, you know, we all hopefully get to sleep and then wake up each and every day. And for some, more than others, it can be a struggle just to get out of bed because what they have to look forward to each and every day. For you, what is that one thing, if you can pinpoint it, that really motivates you to get up with vigor, with positivity, and just say, I'm ready to take on the day? And then, real quick, if you don't mind, with all of that I just read on your bio, what are you up to these days?
Okay, great. So, you know, the thing that I feel very fortunate about is that my whole life I was brought up, you know, when I was younger, with parents that were artists and entrepreneurs. And I was always taught and brought up to really follow my passion, you know. And I can't tell you that when I see people that go to a job they hate every day, and that just I don't know that I could actually get up in the morning and do a day if it wasn't something that I love to do and really follow my life's purpose. And I love learning, I love helping people, and my whole life I was a performer. And for, you know, the longest time it was all about dancing and teaching dance and dance education and all this. And now I'm still working with the body from a different perspective. Now I help people to regain their youth, to recover from injuries, and with this wonderful program that I teach. And just to see the transformation in the people's lives, that is very exciting. And that really gets me going, and it gets me up in the morning. So that's, you know, that's about that. And the things that I'm working on now, and it's something that's been in the making for a while, but the thing that's really shaping up right now in the business is that I've changed the business model from working more one-on-one with people in the gym to an online business model. And it's something that I've been working for a long time to set it up and put it together, but it's up and running. And this is very, very exciting because now I am able to work with so many more people, and there's no more frontiers, no more borders, no more barriers of, you know, distance. So I can really actually help more people. So that's really, really exciting. As a matter of fact, now we're going into setting up masterminds. So we work with groups of people. So, you know, taking advantage of technology and really being able to go with the technology and to make these improvements in the business model, I think that's really, really, really exciting. So that's what I'm up to.
Amazing. And you said it twice. So this is what another one of the patterns, you know, those three patterns I talked about, mind, body, business, they have subcategories. And every single time, one of the driving forces between any successful entrepreneur like Batista is they love helping people. You said it in the very beginning and you said it at the very end, like bookends. That was amazing. And I love the fact that you're changing. You're taking your business that's successfully been operating on a one-on-one basis, and now you're scaling it so you can bring in and help more people, which is incredibly important. When you have something that works, that helps people, it would be a disservice if we didn't scale, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it was for me, you know, and I don't know if you know a little bit of my story or how I even came about this business, but I can kind of tell you briefly so that you can see where, you know, yeah, the transition and what happened. What happened is I was a flamenco dancer. Well, I was a ballet flamenco dancer. I had a very busy career. I was traveling. I was teaching in the school arts education. Actually, I was teaching 1,000 children per day through the schools. I had a dance company, a dance studio. I mean, I was just like so busy, you know. But what happened is it's kind of hard on the body. And when I got to be in my late 40s, my body started to really pay the price. And I had a lot of injuries from dancing, basically. And then, of course, you know, the hormone changing, you know, women 40 and things start changing. And I was really losing the grip on my body, and I didn't know what to do anymore because I had already done everything. I had, you know, I was already fit and dancing. So it's not like I was a couch potato. And I had tried all the healing modalities with chiropractor, acupuncture, and my passion is in metaphysical science and quantum physics. So I was already using mind, you know, mindset to try to help my body. And it wasn't working. I was really kind of going down. And one day I decided that I was too far along in my journey where if I couldn't find something to change that predicament, then everything that I've ever learned about the power of the mind and all these things, then it was negating everything that I've had learned for the last 35 years. So I decided that that wasn't going to happen. So I set up like a super mega intention, and I used just about every tool that I had ever learned in my entire life to actually manifest something that was going to change that predicament. And the very next day, that's when I met Stephen Hersey, Dr. Fitness USA. And it was, you know, a coincidence, which I don't believe in coincidence, but when we connected, he I said, well, who are you? And he said, well, I'm an international body designer. And I had just come about to make this big intention. So I just said, that's what I need. It was like a sign from God, you know, that answered my prayers. So to make a long story short, the conversation that I heard that he was telling me was very different about anything else that I had heard in fitness. Being a performer, everything that I had ever heard or done was no pain, no gain. The show must go on. You know, like boot camp, you have injuries, like forget it. You got to go dance over the... Just, and what he was telling me was things like never doing anything that's uncomfortable, like working from a female perspective, you know, and when it has to do with strength training and lifting weight, that sounds pretty uncomfortable to me, you know. And I was very injured and I couldn't lift anything, and I just didn't know how I would fit in. But it was different conversation, and that I had not tried. So I jumped in. I hired him and I started on this program, and I could tell you that within 2 weeks, my backache was gone. Mm. My bad shoulder, which I could not move at all, it took a little longer, maybe a few months. But basically, in a very, very short time, I completely recovered from all my injuries. Wow. And I got my body back, and I got very, very intrigued. Okay? That was the transition, the starting point of this new journey, where I said, I have to really figure out what's up with this. So I started researching, studying. I became a personal trainer because I wanted to know everything. And then I married him.
All right.
You know, so it came, I came from dancing to being completely injured to where I am today, where I have been able over the last 10 years to take all that knowledge and actually put it online.
I love it. I love it. So, you know, you went through what a lot of people would coin as leaving your comfort zone big time. You went from dance to an injured woman to now looking at a guy who's saying, well, you actually need to do strength training, which most people attribute that with men, you know, to build muscle. And for you to just say, let's do it. And so you left your comfort zone so that now you can be in a more comfortable zone with your body with all those injuries. And I always say this. It's like I've got so many friends. I'm 54, so I have friends that are my age or around there. And so many of them just say, Brian, why do you keep working out? It's like, you're just going to wear yourself out. I said, buddy, it's the exact opposite. You know, a body in motion will stay in motion. A body at rest will stay at rest. That's you, buddy. You're not going, you know, your injuries, your inflammation, all the issues you're going through right now will not only stay, but they're going to escalate if you don't get your butt off of that couch and start working out. And I'm a strength training person as well. That's what I promote. Mm-hmm. With women as well. It's about building muscle. It's about strengthening the joints. And you can do it using body weight. I'm not familiar with Dr. Fitness USA's, and I'm going to learn more about it. But it's all about moving. If you move, you get better. And yeah, it'll be painful at first if you have injuries, of course. But what would the reward be at the end of that rainbow of going through that time? It's like, I've been through physical therapy before. I've had both shoulders operated on, an ankle, and it's a painful process, but I know at the end I will be recovered. And so the end result is far more powerful than the daily pain points that I have to get there. So it's about looking at the big picture as well. That you had a lot of great insight in that description just by your story. I have a similar one. I'm not going to talk about it now, but it's interesting how we get to a point based on our life experience that changes everything in our lives for the better, because now we can help others. And so that's why I'm so happy to have you here on this show, and can't wait to hear more about this program you two have developed. And I love the fact that you have all this mindset background. That's what really intrigues me about you. And that's, again, a very common trait for entrepreneurs who are successful. Now, you, I can tell by, you know, we were talking right before the camera went live, And you have a very nice, positive demeanor. You're always smiling. You actually laughed at a couple of my jokes, which is pretty good because they're pretty bad. I appreciate that. But when, you know, it really does take a commitment to be a positive person to be successful. And so when it comes to maintaining a positive, productive, and successful mindset such as you've done, what do you personally do on a regular basis to sustain that?
So I do several things. Well, there's a lot of things that I do, okay? The way I came about learning about this, I'll share that with you briefly, is I was in my early 20s, and I had a series of car accidents, okay? Oof. To be correct, I had about, like, I think 9 in the period of 2 years. That's how come my back ache, you know? And it was like this karmic thing. And the last one almost killed me. And I knew that it was a lesson for me that I needed to learn and that I wasn't getting because it kept happening. So I ended up with a therapist, if you like, and she was into positive mindset and things like this. And she, this was the beginning of that journey into this quantum physics, metaphysical science journey. But she started telling me about the power of the mind and positive affirmations and, you know, all that stuff. To this day, I still use an affirmation that she taught me all the way back then, where she said, if you touch your finger right here between this area right here, and you repeat, I am full of positive, I'm full of strength, health, and vibrant health and energy. And, you know, so to this day, I still use this. When you program your mind to think positive no matter what, eventually it sticks. Something happens. And that's something that I do every day on daily basis, all the time. It's always, if I think a negative thought, I have to completely erase it, let it go, and change it into something positive. This is almost automatic. In the beginning, it's a little hard because, you know, you sometimes things are not always easy, and sometimes it's easier to just say, oh, poor me, whatever. But that is like a snowball. It just gets into more poor me, more poor me. So that's the first thing I do, okay? But throughout my journey into this area, I've learned certain tools that I use on daily basis. And one is through meditation and visualization. And it's like, I can give you a small, quick example. It's using like the image of a rose in front of me and just letting all the negative energy, or not even just the negative energies, but the energies that don't belong to me, because, you know, we absorb a lot of energies from other people, from things around us. And then we say, why don't I feel that good? And really, in the matter of fact, is that we just, all these energies stick to our aura, to our being, you know. So I learned that actually using these visualization tools to just kind of just clear the energy and ground the body and let all the energies go to the center of the earth, this is something that I also do consciously almost every day, like on automatic pilot. Like, you know, these are tools that I've been using and learning over the years. And of course, the one thing that really always bring me back home, okay, it's my program, my strength training program, because the way we do it, it's so empowering. Because with the Dr. Fitness USA program, you can increase your strength 20 to 50 minutes. You can just literally get in the gym and in one exercise, get your strength back. And it's such a powerful way to just really lose the stress, get back in the body and ground and be present. Because what I found to be true, okay, is that a lot of times we are not able to kind of get out of the funk because we are actually not in our body. We are actually in our head, or we're kind of living kind of outside of our body, thinking with our head, and we're kind of operating kind of over here. And when you can kind of bring yourself back into your body, where you're grounded, centered, focused, then there you go, you know? It's so that's what I do. And I can tell you that with all the metaphysical tools and the energetic tools that I've learned over the years, I apply those to my strength training practice too, where mm-hmm. I don't just go to the gym and do a workout with my cell phone or with, you know, I stay centered and focused, and I avoid multitasking to the most of my ability, because that's another thing that people think it's cool to do, multitasking. Right. Forget multitasking. Multitasking no. is proven to be completely detrimental to your productivity.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. I mean, people, there are so many people that actually boast about how great they are at multitasking. And those are the ones I say, well, I don't know if I want to work with you, because that means you're not focused on the task at hand, usually. And I didn't want to interrupt you there, but there are some amazing things you brought up. Like when you talk about holding your hand at that particular, there it is, that spot. Mm-hmm. You know, in NLP, we have a process called anchoring that's very, very similar to that, where you basically bring up not only the words, but you go into that emotional state and then you plant the anchor. And then when you want to fire off the anchor and feel the juice, that's what I call it, you put your finger back on. And I do that with finger to thumb. I do it every time before I come on stage or a show like this. I just got a little bit of juice right there to amp me up. It's amazing. Uh-huh. It works. And everything you just said, you said changing your negative thoughts and do it immediately and automatically. And in NLP, we call that reframing. And so a great example, and this isn't horribly negative, but just as an example, many of us will say, well, you know, I can't come over right now. I've got to go do the dishes. And so I've got to do the dishes. Do you really have to? No. And is that a kind of a negative thing, kind of a constraining thing? In a way, yeah. What if you just reframed it quickly to say, I get to do the dishes?
Yeah.
Total mind shift. Now you're thinking about, well, why do I get to? Well, that's because, well, that means I have dishes in the sink. If I have dishes that are dirty in the sink, that means I probably had food to eat. I'm blessed. If I have a sink, that means I might have a kitchen. If I have a kitchen, I might have an apartment or a house. I have a place to live. I'm blessed. You know, so it completely reframes literally and changes that thought pattern, and you do like Batista is doing. It becomes automatic. At first it takes cognitive thought, and it's good to have someone nearby to help remind you. I do this mm-hmm. all the time with my clients, with coworkers, with entrepreneur buddies of mine. I just say, I'll quickly tell them reframe, you know, and I'll give them the reframe, and oh yeah, thanks. Meditation, visualization, again, right down the NLP, right down the pipe. Visualization, a guided visualization, and another form is also called hypnosis, which we utilize in NLP, and then the strength training, and you lose stress. See, it's mind and body. You're going through everything right here, the blueprint. And why I'm saying that and repeating it all is I hope you that are watching and listening are writing all of this down. I'm the show host, and I'm taking the notes, so what's your excuse if you're not doing it? Take notes on this and then put them in action. These are, she's not only giving you just, well, I do anchoring and then I reframe a negative thought and then I do meditation. She's told you exactly how she does each one. Not just this is what I do, but this is also how. So thank you for sharing all that. It's powerful, powerful. When it comes to fitness, the one thing you were kind of on the finishing up with there about losing stress, I take it that physical fitness is a little bit important to you. But how important would you say it is to you, your business, and your personal life as a whole?
I can tell you that it's just about the most important thing at this point. Mm. Because, you know, how do I say that? We, a lot of times we use sayings kind of like they're profound sayings, but we don't know what we're saying really. Like you've heard the body is the temple, for
yes.
example. Well, the body is the temple, folks. That's it. Okay. Without the body, you don't have a vehicle. You don't have a house to live in. You don't have anything. So we say health is wealth. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. Okay. But why do people spend more money on their car, on their iPhones, on their computer? And when it has to do with their health, they have no time. They have to do just one more thing about their business. They have to go to one more seminar. They don't have the money because people have so many excuses about why and how they can't just do it right now, take care of their health. And, you know, and the truth of the matter is the body is the temple. As a matter mm-hmm. of fact, I put together this 13-part series, The Esoteric Principles of Bodybuilding. And I actually did a lot of research because every time and any time I write about something or I do a show about something or I write a book about something or a report, it's like I research, I read, you know, because I can think all I want, but I want to kind of have the background. And I actually did some research on that body is the temple thing, you know. And it took me back all the way to Leonardo da Vinci and the Vitruvian Man, okay? And when you look a little bit deeper into it, then what you learn is that in the ancient civilizations, okay, temples were actually built at the proportion of the perfect man, which is illustrated by Leonardo da Vinci. So it has to do with sacred geometry. The body is the temple, folks. So in my world, since I've become more and more aware of this, because, you know, my life was about metaphysical science, learning, meditation, and I was a dancer. And all of a sudden, in this time and age, I am in this place with this mission, you know, with this understanding of things, where things kind of come together. It was like a piece of the puzzle that was missing. And now is the time to really own that. You know, we actually, people say we are a spiritual being in a physical, having a physical experience. Have you heard that?
Oh, sure.
A lot of people say that. Yeah. Well, I want to say one thing beyond that. We are in a stage of transformation now. And we are not only going to lose the body to go back to the spiritual world. This is like in Christianity, it's called ascension. You know, Jesus ascended. In all spiritual beliefs, there is that. We're talking about that in different words. But what that means that we are actually transforming the physical body into something else. And you can only do that when you take care of your body and when you treat your body like a temple.
Yeah, it's like, it's a great way to really hone in on. So we talk about mind, body, and business. Really, without the body, there is no mind. And without the mind, what's the use of having that body? And so what I always talk about is say the mind and body are a team. More importantly, the mind and body are your team. You know, and so let's take all three of those together, mind, body, business. And let's say you have a team of three and they are working together for a particular task or goal. And one of those three is not operating at a peak level of performance. Let's say it's the body. And the team goes to engage in this activity, and you have this one part of the team that's not pulling their weight, what happens to the team as a whole? Let's say your mind is at an absolute peak. It's doing everything. You've got everything going right. Positive thinking, you've reprogrammed your mind. And business, you've got everything laid out perfectly, but the body is suffering. What happens to the team? Well, it suffers, doesn't it? You know,
yeah,
I always say it's like
domino, it's a domino effect.
Yes,
it's
just a like effect. Perfect segue, because I always say, you know, it's like a tripod. A tripod that holds up, say, a camera or something. You have three legs, the mind, the body, and the business. If you knock one of those legs away, in this case, the body, what happens to the tripod? Boom.
That's it.
Yes, I'm like really leaning in and listening intently on everything you're saying. And I love that physical fitness is the most important part of your life right now. And that's the thing. And the same thing happened to me is it wasn't that important to me. Although I had been fairly fit most of my life, there was a period where I let it go bad. And the thing is, we as human beings don't really think about it until we see something going wrong, don't we? I mean, you had injuries. I had health issues. And it's like a smack in the face, like, whoa, Brian, you better get back to the body part and start taking care of that thing, because it is your temple. It's the only one you got. You have. As long as you're on this earth, you better treat that body with love and kindness and do everything that Batista's talking about, which is work out, eat healthy, and then also get your mind straight. Do those things. You notice she does this every day, the positive mindset tools and techniques every day. You know, some people say, I'll do affirmations for 10 days or something, and then they kind of drop off. Well, it's not even just affirmations. It's much more than that every single day. It's like practice.
Do you know what it is? It's a state of being.
Hmm.
So you start by saying, oh, I forgot to do this. Oh, let me do it. And, you know, in the beginning, you can put little things on the wall to remind you, you know, because until it becomes a habit, so having reminders is a good idea, but what happens is it becomes a state of being.
So it's a combination. I look at it as a combination of subconscious activities and conscious activities, one of those being affirmations. I read a list of my mission plus affirmations that takes literally 20 minutes. I have 83 affirmations I read all the time, every morning, and it takes 20 minutes, but I notice when I do that, great things happen. When I don't, I see stuff sliding in every area of my life. It's amazing. That is a conscious activity. However, it's instilling to my subconscious because of the repetition. It's, you know, it's putting that confidence level in and everything else. I can't believe it. We're 15 minutes from the end of this already, Batista. It happens every single time. So I'm going to jump to, let's see. You know, I think one of the things that, it's really intriguing. You mentioned, I forgot his name already, Da Vinci?
Leonardo da Vinci, yes.
So, and I'm not trying to implant that name in your head right now, but, you know, there are a lot of people that are no longer with us that if they were here, wouldn't it be intriguing to sit down and have a chat with, right? And like, tell me what was your life like? How did you succeed? What were your failures? What did you learn from? So if you, Batista, could talk to one person from history that possibly isn't here anymore with us, who would that be and why?
Well, I have to say that Leonardo da Vinci would be probably one of them. And not only because of the insights within the human body and the sacred geometry and all this, but he was an artist, also very interesting man, artist, painter, and he, when you research him a little bit, you see that he already kind of had drawn some. I think he might have even been the first one to have a vision of airplanes, you know, before way back then. He was like a scientist, but such an artist. And with like amazing insights. And I've become more and more fascinated with him as I research more for the series that I was doing, the Esoteric Principles of Bodybuilding, because I think that he's just a lot more than what we know, the Mona Lisa or a couple of paintings. You know what I mean? I think that there's a whole depth of information that it would be really interesting to sit down and have a chit chat. I would love to do that.
And you know, I kid you not, I seriously think that he would be very compelled to ask you some questions as well. Because, you know, we have so much more at our fingertips that exists today. There probably wasn't any writings or learnings on the metaphysical world back then, at least not the way they are today. And things have grown so much. Like, wouldn't that be an interesting conversation where you both would learn from each other?
And what about if we had that conversation, you know, like you put the Vitruvian Man on a drawing, but what about if we took the conversation further and say, okay, now let's see the system, the strength training system that can reshape and resculpt the body into the perfect dimension of the perfect man. You see, that's where my mind is going. It's like it's evolution, right? So yeah. During the times that we learn and we progress, and then different knowledge comes into play.
Right.
And this is where I'm going with this story, you know? I'm like on a mission to put that Vitruvian Man into reality.
And your passion is obvious, and everybody that's watching this on video can see that. The second you started talking about the strength training program, your face lit up, your body straightened up, your smile got big, your voice got louder, everything was going on. And that's the beautiful thing, is you have found something that you love to do. You know it works, you know it helps others. And mm-hmm. I love that you're scaling and that you've already put forth going online. That's something... that my fitness business is entirely 100% online, so that I can reach out to more people regardless of where they live. That was the reason. I did that on purpose from day one, because I didn't want to drive and I didn't want to force others to do the same. Well, let's make it as convenient. Because let's face it, working out is literally painful at times. It's painful. I mean, like, why do they have no pain, no gain everywhere, especially for bodybuilders is where I'm going with that. But it's not something people yearn to do if they haven't made it a habit. Once they've made it a habit and they realize the result and how phenomenal they feel after every single workout, that becomes the memory. And then they know the result and say, you know what, all the exercises that are difficult, makes me sweat, makes me hurt a little bit maybe, stretches my muscles, but it's so worth it because I feel phenomenal when I'm done. And that's where the mindset works. Can come in, you know, to help reprogram their mind to look forward to that end result.
So I have to say something about that, because there is something specific and different about the Dr. Fitness USA's program, because all the exercises, it's really different, okay? There's a sequence of exercise that is very specific, but the ergonomic or the way the body is placed in the equipment, the way we lift, the angles of the feet, the angle of the bench. And I have to tell you that it's not painful.
Oh, that's good. That's fantastic.
It's not painful. As a matter of fact, because we work with injury and things like that, and we work to strengthen the synergetic muscles around the injuries or around the weak point. We work on restructuring the posture. We work on correcting muscular imbalances. And usually when people go through our program, aside from maybe the first week or so, because if they have never worked out or they have different muscles, there might be a little bit of soreness.
Sure.
But usually the response, what people say is it's not painful. It's actually quite simple and easy. And people often compare it to a meditation because it's very grounding. So it's a little bit different what we do than what you think
And
it's not that we don't lift heavy weight. Like, do you know that I went to the gym last week and I did a leg press with 6 plates on each side? That's like 600 and some pounds. That's a lot of weight.
It is.
But when 600 or some pounds, you know, I couldn't lift anything. Now I can chest press like 35 pounds dumbbells. You know, I'm strong. But when you do it with the right, where the body is placed in the right way and you're doing the right technique, then it's almost like a massage. It massages the body, and it actually pulls the body back into alignment.
Love it.
So that's how we get rid of pain. Yeah, it's a little bit different than what people know as fitness.
It is. It's very intriguing. I want to learn more. In fact, I know you have a gift to offer our folks here. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But, you know, we're getting close to the end. And so there's this one burning question that I really, really, really want to ask you. It's probably the biggest question of the show. It's a doozy, and it may take you time to think of the answer. And if that happens, that's okay. You know, and I know it's like, well, Brian, geez, you're being all secretive about it. Now I'm getting stressed and I'm sweating. I'm going to have to go work out now to get rid of that stress. But before we do that, real quick, I wanted to remind our viewers and listeners that they can enter to win a 5-night stay at a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico. So real quick, if I may, I'm going to switch over to that and let the folks see that on your screen. If you're watching, you can see there are two ways to enter. One is through the web. Just go to your web browser and type in reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. So that's reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. Or if you are a person who prefers the phone and we can just text something to a number, you can just text the word PEAK, that's P-E-A-K, to the number 661-535-1624. Again, that's PEAK, P-E-A-K, to 661-535-1624. Go ahead and do that right now. Do it quickly. And all of this, by the way, is sponsored by an amazing, amazing company and service called PowerTexting.com. A good friend of mine runs that business, and it's amazing. I use it for this very show. I sent out many notifications using their service. It's phenomenal. So definitely check into that. So go ahead, enter that information, enter to win, and we will announce the winner either at the end of the show or shortly thereafter. I will get in touch with you directly if you are the winner. Sounds fantastic. And by the way, this isn't one of those fly-by-night vacations. This is, like, no kidding, bona fide, because the very sponsor, PowerTexting.com, my buddy Jason Nast, actually tested it out by going to a 5-star Mexico resort from this very program that he offers, and he said it was amazing. Just a beautiful, amazing 5-star resort. He said it was everything they said it would be. So go ahead and do that now. And now, quickly, finish up, because we're going to get the answer to this very crucial question that I'm going to ask Batista, and then she's kind of giggling. That might be a nervous giggle there, but I want to kind of like ease the stress or pain or anything that might be going on, which Batista, you know, this isn't her first rodeo. She knows how to be on television. She knows how to be on the radio. She's not nervous at all. She's giggling out of like, right. And so, but just so you know, Batista, there is no such thing as a wrong answer to this question. There isn't. You cannot answer it incorrectly. And in fact, the only correct answer is your answer. And the reason I say that is I've asked every single guest that I've had on this show the same question. And to date, until now, at least until now, not a single person has answered it in the same way. And I honestly think it's going to happen at some point, because there's only so many answers to this question. But I find it really, really amazing. But what I wanted to do is get into it. If you're ready, Batista, we'll ask this one final question. And then stick on with us, because we want to also give you the contact information for Batista and how you can obtain a wonderful gift that she's offered for our viewers and listeners. But here it is. Are you ready, Batista?
I am ready.
All right. It's a real short question, but it could be a pretty deep answer. Depends on the person. Batista, how do you define success?
Okay. Well, success is the ability to fall and get up again and again and again and again. I had so many opportunities to reinvent myself from scratch because of tragedies, because of fire and so many things. And if I didn't have the ability to pick up the pieces and get up and do it again or reinvent myself to continue, then I wouldn't be here talking to you, okay? So to me, success is your ability, or my ability, or anybody's ability to get up over and over and over again, because there's no failure. The only failure is when you fall, you get kicked down, or something happens, and then you don't get up again, and then you're done. So as long as you're getting up and doing it and continuing it, and then there's always new opportunities that present themselves. And to me, that's the definition of success. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine one time called me the Phoenix because, you know, my business caught on fire. I mean, I had so many things happen. Wow. So, you know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that. Does that work for you, my answer?
Every answer works, and that one was, yet again, an original answer. I have not heard that one before, and every single one of them are as equally as powerful as that one, because ability to fall and get up again and again and again, that is amazing, and that's like a definition of a successful entrepreneur, isn't it? I mean, yeah. Because that's part of being an entrepreneur. We fall down over and over and oh, so many people, they see the end result. There's Batista, she's successful, she scaled her business, she has online, she's a phenomenal expert in her field. Man, she's got it easy. I bet it was so easy for her. It's like, what, are you kidding me? It took a lot of time, a lot of money investment, a lot of research, as Batista has said several times. She's deep into research, and she's actually applied everything she's learned. But it doesn't go perfectly, even then, never. And the cool thing I learned, and I'm sure you can attest to this, Batista, is the more you become successful, you know, the people think that the more success you acquire and the higher level you achieve, they think that the easier your road becomes. And it couldn't be, you're shaking your head, it couldn't be farther from the truth. More and more stuff happens. More you fall more and more. And the key is how Batista and people like Batista and myself who are successful have learned to become flexible and how to react to those situations. So it's not about the situation. It's all about how you handle it by how do you react? Do you make an excuse or do you handle it? And you get to that point because you have practiced it daily. Batista is doing mindset techniques and processes daily. This is how you become successful. You work at it. Sorry for those of you that wanted a quick, easy fix. It just doesn't work that way. It takes so much drive, so much passion. That is why, in my humble opinion, there are so few entrepreneurs on this planet compared to those who work corporate jobs or work for someone else. And not judging anywhere on either side of the fence. God bless both sides. Without entrepreneurs, then we wouldn't have jobs for people to work. And without the people who work in the jobs, we wouldn't need an entrepreneur, would we? I mean, there wouldn't be jobs to begin with. It's a great synergy. But yeah, it's a difficult thing, but I call it a challenge. And you said there's no such thing as failure. I love that. We talk about, and we say there is no such thing as failure, only feedback. So when you fall off, that is feedback. Why did you fall off? You got feedback. Okay, now what's the lesson I learned, and now how do I get back up? It's only feedback. And here's the thing. I say it's important to fail over and over and over and over and over again as fast as you possibly can so that you can get to the point of knowing how not to fail less. How not to fail less. I think that's right. I'm putting myself into a circle here. Oh, we're at that time. I wanted to definitely, and thank you. That was amazing and powerful, truly powerful, Batista. Ability to fall and get up again and again and again. I wrote that down. I write them all down. Fantastic. And no such thing as failure. What I want to do is give the folks the ability to connect with you. And we were talking before the show, and you had a couple of resources. First, if you don't mind, I'd like to pull up your main site so people can see that. That gives them a visual, and then we can tell them exactly how to get there. Let me get this over to that screen. And so, yeah, how can people get in touch with you? What is the website for them to connect with both you and your amazing husband? And then we'll go to the offer in right after that. Just tell me when, and I'll switch it over to that.
Yes, so the website is drfitnessusa.com. Dr is DR, just like it's shown on the screen, drfitnessusa.com. And on their homepage, you can book a free consultation. There are free reports. I mean, you know, there's very extensive website with a lot of information and articles, whatever. I'm always writing and doing stuff. And our beautiful, some of our beautiful testimonials that we've have. My husband's been doing this for 55 years. He's going to turn 71 on January 1st. So this is not a fad type activity. It's been proven, researched, tested, and there's just nothing like it. Take it from me. I'm a product of the product, actually.
Wow, that's amazing. I did not know that he was 71 years old. That's amazing. I've met him in person several times. Doesn't look anywhere close to 71. So what does that say about him? A lot. And you.
Exactly.
Phenomenal. And then, so what's the best way for them to contact you? Is it through Facebook or through contact through this website?
Yeah, go to the website and book a free consultation. It's on the homepage, on the front banner. And of course, we're on social media everywhere. My personal social media is Batista Grimaud. But again, if you just Google Dr. Fitness USA, anywhere, we have over 300 videos on YouTube. We are on LinkedIn. We are not too much Instagram, Facebook. I'm pretty big on Facebook. And you just have to Google Dr. Fitness USA, and then, you know, we'll pop up like everywhere. Don't forget the USA though, because sometimes people Google Dr. Fitness and they forget the USA, and you know, but Dr. Fitness USA, that's it. And the easiest way is just to go through the website and take advantage of that free 30 minutes consultation, because say, why not?
Yeah, why not? Absolutely. And you have a secret area of your website where people can go to get a phenomenal gift that you wanted to provide. And I'll bring that up right now.
Yeah, so this is a just for the viewers of the show. This is actually the entire full copy of my number one best-selling book, Feminine Body Design, Empowering Fitness for a Pain-Free Life, okay? And that was a book I bought specifically for women, and it addresses kind of all the myth about fitness, and it talks about things like dispelling the no time myth. No time is just a myth. You have time, trust me. In the book, I explain how that works. And this is specifically for the viewer of the show. So unless you have to have that exact link to access that.
And that link is for everyone listening. It is Dr., that's DR, fitnessusa.com/feminine-body-design-book-gift. So again, it's drfitnessusa.com. Don't forget the USA. It's doctor with DR. /feminine-body-design-book-gift. And that is yours free, a gift of Batista. And an amazing thing is, you know, this is not available. You cannot find this on the website through any other link. You just have to know what that URL is. And we appreciate that you are doing that for the guests, for the people watching and listening. So those of you listening on podcast, pull over if you're listening in the car and write that down, play it back, and write that down and grab your copy. And then definitely go to their main website and book that consultation. Yes.
Yeah, and if you forget the link, then just contact me and say I heard you on the Brian Kelly Mind Body Business Show, and I want to claim my free gift, and then I'll send you the link if you forget.
Fantastic. Batista, thank you so much. What an amazing, amazing show. You brought so much value. I knew it. You're an amazing woman.
Thank you.
Please give your husband a big old bear hug for me. 71, that's amazing. I can't wait to see both of you again. We've crossed paths several times. And just keep doing what you're doing. It's a blessing to everyone that needs it, especially women and guys like me that are not as young as we once were to keep moving, to because that way we can be a more contributed part of the community. Because you know what, the older people get, society has it wrong. The way people view old age is they view it as they're losing their value in society. And I look at it as, you got to be kidding me. It's the exact opposite. With all the life experience and things they've learned and the mistakes they've made and the victories they've had, how much we can learn from people. If they're having physical ailments that are, you know, reducing their overall performance, then go see Batista and Dr. Fitness USA and let's get it taken care of so you can then serve more of this beautiful world of ours with all the beautiful people in it. How's that?
That sounds great. Sure. Hey, come on down.
All right. Well, we're going to end the show for now. I love all of you being on. Appreciate you, Batista. Thank you for watching and listening. Those of you on the web and on the podcast. We'll be back again next week. It's Thanksgiving coming up this week, so no show this Thursday. Following Thursday, we will be back. We will see you then. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week and a wonderful Thanksgiving. You too, Batista. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we will see you all again next time. Be blessed, all.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.